All right, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, as we continue on with the show here. Perry Wiggins joins us on the telephone. He is the executive director of the Governor's Military Council and joins us once a month here on In Focus. How are you doing, Mr. Wiggins?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking, Brandon.
Yeah, well, we're sure glad to have you. Of course, we'd like to have you in the studio at some point, and I know that'll eventually happen, but continuing on here, we haven't actually had a studio interview, at least I haven't. I think it's been since early March. I was thinking about that yesterday because we had somebody request a studio interview yesterday in my email, and these are just different times, aren't they?
They are, and I think a lot of people are struggling with this new paradigm that we have right now, and are looking forward to an opportunity to get back face-to-face and being able to reacquaint themselves with friends.
You know, one of the good things, you know, here in Riley County for sure, and Pottawatomie County as well, we haven't had any new cases of the coronavirus in the last 3 days, and I think people are kind of hanging their hat on that. Geary County, I think, has been pretty steady as well. And what we haven't heard, and I think people are very appreciative, is there's not been a huge amount of cases involving Fort Riley, at least at this point.
No, that's correct. And I think a lot of that's due to the measures that they put in place out at Fort Riley. And, they mirror really what the governor's put in place here for the state of Kansas. And so I know John Kolaszewski and his team out there in the 1st Infantry Division are trying to be very conscious of the impact they could have if they don't follow certain measures. So I think the same thing you see out there in your communities with some of the, commercial things like Dillon's and Walmart and Hy-Vee, they got the same things going on at Fort Riley with their commissary and their post exchange. So those measures are mitigating the effects. Plus, it's a pretty healthy population out at Fort Riley. The soldiers stay in great physical shape. But I think by and large, it's taking into consideration all the measures that the governor's put out and that the Secretary of Defense has put out and then the commanding general have helped mitigate those effects on the soldiers. Yeah, that wasn't the case back in 1917 with the influenza that also impacted our area, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. And, you know, there's a lot of restrictions that have been placed on Fort Riley in the last 6-7 weeks, and maybe you could kind of give us an update on those and if anything's been lifted.
Sure. To be honest with you, in accordance with what the governor put out, the post has been commensurate with her guidance, but they have to train as well. A lot of people probably have noticed that helicopters are still flying overhead. I assure you that soldiers are still out there at the training complexes and the range complexes. And so the training readiness is still taking place, but they've imported some measures with social distancing and wearing masks throughout the training to mitigate the effects of the COVID-19. Now, they have to prepare. They have an organization in 1st Brigade that's going to be deploying to the National Training Center here soon because they have a deployment requirement. And so John Kolaszewski's had to balance these mitigation measures with getting folks ready to perform real-world missions that have national security implications. Now, they're, like I said, they're exchanged, they're post-exchange. A lot of our veterans here in the community use that. They've imported a pickup in-store or a curbside service, just like a number of our establishments have outside the wire. And so people can call a phone number. They can coordinate the curbside delivery. They've basically limited the amount of people that can go into the post exchange, for example, to 125. They're enforcing the standoff distance or the social distancing. And so those are just a few measures with the post exchange that they're importing.
Okay. Well, and I know one thing that happens at military bases constantly is people move from one base to another. They get stationed somewhere else. Do you think that this current pandemic is going to play any impact on those types of changes of locations for folks?
Sure. Sure. Right now, temporarily out to 30 June, they've done a stop move. My son's caught up in that. He's over in Germany, was programmed to come back this early summer, but he's going to stay in place there. They have waived about 30,000 soldiers, airmen, Marines, and sailors to let them move because they're in critical positions and in some unique situations they're in. But yeah, they've stopped a lot of that movement. Of course, you know, this goes in line with what we spoke about several months ago, where the Department of Defense was trying to mitigate the number of moves in the force and was looking at extending people at duty stations that want to stay there. So it's really put an impact on a lot of our military members and their families who are used to moving about every 3 years. Well, right now, there is a stop move out to at least 30 June that's been imported by the Secretary of Defense.
All right. And a lot of people will be curious to see if whether that stays in place or gets extended. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of other things happening. I noticed recently, at least on the social media pages, they've been having some town halls at Fort Riley. Do you know anything about that?
Sure. They have virtual town halls, and that's basically an information forum. So they can get information out fairly quickly. The garrison commander out there, Steve Schrader, has these on a repetitive basis to put out information. Like, for example, Doc Brown, the guy that runs the Irwin Army Medical Center out there, just recently put out about pharmacies because that's important for our veterans and their family members as well, that they closed down some of the pharmacies and consolidated. They've also opened up a certain type of practice to pick up your meds that incorporates the distancing that's necessary and required. So it puts out those type of informations. And so when stuff temporarily closes, like the PX pharmacy, people aren't basically confused, and they know where to go and where to be. And the town halls are critical for that. They also talk about, you know, for example, face coverings, when they're required, when they're not required. And so it's really a forum to put out information to family members and to our veterans and retirees that live off the installation so that when they come on the post, they're not surprised.
All right. Yeah, that's good. Probably good information for them to have. And it's nice to see that's happening. Probably not all just COVID related. There could be questions even about severe weather season, because I know a lot of those folks who live out there may not be familiar with our Kansas weather, and they got maybe a little experience of that on Monday.
No, that's correct. I mean, you and I talked about it. I mean, there's a number of individuals who have come into Fort Riley in the past, several months. The weather's been relatively calm. Now we're heading into really what's considered our stormy season, and individuals need to be aware. And so it is another opportunity for them to put out things that are unique to Kansas. And to individuals that are new to our state.
Again, we're talking with Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation with Mr. Wiggins when we return on News Radio KMAN.